I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. U.S. military officials in South Korea today say they found no evidence of Agent Orange buried beneath a military base there. An American veteran had claimed that barrels of the dangerous defoliant were buried there 3 decades ago at the base called Camp Carroll. The claim highlighted public fears in South Korea about pollution caused by U.S. military forces stationed there. Jason Struther reports from the city of Weiguan, where Camp Carroll is located.
There's an old covered market in this small city, about 135 miles south of Seoul, where you can buy fruits and vegetables, all grown on local farms. One of the market's vendors, 54-year-old Ms. Ba, helps her customers pick through the piles of watermelons, tomatoes, and pears. She says the most famous fruit from this region is chame, a type of small yellow melon. But ever since news about possible Agent Orange contamination came out in May, she says not many people are buying them. Customers don't want to eat chame because they know they come from here, Ba says. Sales are about half of what they were before. But 42-year-old Sok Sambong doesn't seem too worried. I met him leaving the market carrying bags of fruits and vegetables. He says, I don't believe the farms where these are grown have been polluted, even if there is contamination on the Camp Carroll base. I don't think the quality of the produce has been affected at all. Sulk says he thinks the Korean media has over-exaggerated the health risks posed to locals here. But the South Korean government is taking the news seriously. The Defense Ministry says it will investigate dozens of former U.S. military facilities to check for toxic defoliants in the soil, and groundwater samples have already been taken near the DMZ, where Agent Orange was used back in the 60s. Environmental contamination caused by the United States Forces Korea, USFK, is nothing new, says activist Jung In-chol of Korea Green United. In the past 20 years, we've seen 47 cases of environmental problems near U.S. bases, Jung says. The most serious incident was in 2000 when they dumped formaldehyde into the Han River in Seoul. The U.S. military's Yongsan garrison, where that incident took place, is one of 26 American camps slated for return to South Korea by 2018. Environmentalists want those facilities handed back in their natural state and want the U.S. to cover all the cleanup costs. But according to the U.S. Republic of Korea Status of Forces Agreement, or SOFA, the treaty that governs how the military operates here, the U.S. is not obliged to do either. Activist Jung In-chol wants the SOFA renegotiated. He says the SOFA only allows the U.S. military to determine what constitutes a serious threat to human health. The South Korean government has no say and is given no estimate of what the cleanup costs of those bases will be. Jung says for those reasons, the agreement is unfair to Korea. Scott Snyder, director of the Center for U.S.-Korea Policy at the Asia Foundation in Washington, says no status of forces agreement is perfect. But trying to renegotiate this one over a single issue, regardless of what that issue is, would lead many other nations to push for their own alterations. And Snyder says in the case of Korea, it's not the SOFA that is the main problem, it's the U.S. military's own policies.
The U.S. military has set its own global standard for what constitutes acceptable management of environmental issues, and that standard today falls below the standards that is set by Korean law.
What also irks some South Koreans these days is that they don't see the United States as protecting them from North Korea anymore. That's according to Shin Chung-hoon, Director of International Law and Conflict Resolution at the Asan Institute in Seoul. He says Koreans are much more concerned with quality of life issues today.
So I think people's interests were shifted from security to environment or welfare. So sometimes, well, environmental issue and welfare issue may affect the political relations.
Shin adds, if the U.S. wants to keep political relations good with South Korea, Washington should make some sort of gesture to the Korean public, whether or not the current investigation finds that Agent Orange was buried at the base. But outside Camp Carroll, it seems protesters have already made up their minds. Banners call on the U.S. to tell the truth and compensate the citizens for the damage they've caused. For The World, I'm Jason Strother, Waegwon, South Korea.